Let's get on with that story I alluded to earlier. The Approved Prevention and Combating of Hate Crime and Hate Speech Bill is now under review in Parliament. This comes as South Africa sentenced, South Africa's Vicky Momberg was sentenced to prison for the use of the K word, a first for the nation. The debate around the bill is whether this bill is the right move to deal with racism or is it tampering with people's freedom of speech. To unpack this for us, I'm joined on the line by Gershwell Brooks, Communications Coordinator for the South African Human Rights Commission, on the line to us. Gershwell, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon to yourself and the listeners.
Pleasure. Thank you for your time. Firstly, let's define what hate speech and hate crimes entails.
So hate speech is a little easier to define because we have a definition in terms of what hate speech is, because hate speech, for example, is constitutionally outlined as a prohibited grounds. So just to give a bit of context, this falls in line with the issue of freedom of expression. Freedom of expression in South Africa is not unlimited, which means that you can't say whatever you want to when you want to. There are certain preconditions, and that we take from Section 16 mm-hmm. of the Bill of Rights that clearly outlines what are, you know, the limitations in terms of freedom of expression. And then subject to that, we also have enabling legislation, which then in turn tells us that there are certain prohibited grounds, and that is the Equality Act that we're talking about in this specific instance.
Mm. And so, Gershwell, the Justice Department also responded to criticisms from the hate crime working group that the bill had been unnecessarily delayed. Why is the controversy around this bill, if any, and is the bill really a threat to democracy and free speech, do you think?
Well, the South African Human Rights Commission's point of view on this particular one is that provided whatever legislation is enacted in this particular instance needs to take account of two things. And the first thing is that we do not expect to legislate away racism, because that will not happen, and that's not really a solution that we're looking for. You can't, try to have a law take away racism. Racism is a societal scourge and therefore needs to be dealt with at a societal level. So that's the one point. The next issue that we also do have to take cognizance of is the fact that that we do have limitations as set out in Section 16, and provided that we do not go beyond the limitations as set out, in terms of freedom of expression, because freedom of expression is protected after all, because we are going to say uncomfortable, unkind, and things that we do not necessarily like within the public. The issue is to ensure that those do not infringe on the human rights of other people. And that is really the importance of any legislation in that particular space. So as to what the delay is, that we can't speak to specifically. And the current bill in its current form has not been looked at by the Commission, although the Commission has previously looked at the previous bill. But the bill that has been approved by Cabinet, obviously, we've not had an opportunity to give specific input on that, on whatever specifics are contained in that bill.
Mm-hmm. So I see also the revised bill specifically excludes anything done in good faith in the cause of engagement in any bona fide artistic creativity, performance, or other forms of expression, academic or otherwise, scientific inquiry, or fair and accurate reporting or commentary in the public interest, insofar as does not advocate hatred and constitutes incitement to cause harm from the ambit of hate speech. Can you unpack that for us in layman's terms?
Well, I mean, that's a very good thing, because that's what we're clearly looking at in this particular instance, is that, for example, and I was thinking about this example just a couple of seconds before you guys called me, mm-hmm. is that you look at stand-up comedians and you look at their satirical view of society and the commentary that they make, and all too often you'll find that their commentary, for example, does contain what ordinarily would be regarded as hate speech. But within the context of the message that they're trying to convey, it does not. It's not meant to propagate hate. It's not meant to obviously take it to a point whereby you're being hurtful and harmful towards other people. Mm-hmm. I think also the other important bit is there, where we're looking at research for research purposes. Imagine I go around and I've put together a survey, and I'm trying to establish how many people have had the K word used against them, and I am then in turn arrested for committing hate speech or a hate crime on the basis that I'm using the hate speech in an understandable context. I mean, that is obviously what we do not want. Mm-hmm. We don't want to punish people unnecessarily through this process either. So that is why the commission is of the view that whatever legislation is put in place does not go beyond constitutional rights that are already in existence.
Doesn't overreach, in other words.
Yeah.
So lastly, Gershwell, according to the bill, one could be condemned to prison for up to 3 years for a first offense, and then 10 years if you do it again. Is some would say, isn't that a bit harsh, a sentence?
It is a bit of a harsh sentence in this particular instance. But the question that we have to ask ourselves is, what is the aim and purport behind it, and you know whether the criminal justice system is being used to the fullest possible extent. What is the aim? Because one of the things that you want to do through the criminal justice system, for example, is to ensure that people are, in fact, deterred from this type of activity. So if you look at the Vicky Momba case, which is not obviously necessarily directly related to what we are talking about, because she wasn't found guilty of a hate crime, but much rather of the crime of criminal injuria, what the issue is in that particular instance is that spending 2 years behind bars for using the K word more than 40 times is something that no one wants to be put through.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the importance of this type of legislation, or not legislation, but the type of, criminalizing in this instance, is to also serve as a deterrent, and you don't want people to embark on this type of activity. So if that is obviously for the purposes of punishment, whilst also trying to rehabilitate, whilst also trying to serve as a deterrent, those factors need to be taken into account. And also, the courts also need to take into account, of course, whether it's reasonable under the circumstances, whether the punishment literally matches the crime.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Gershwell, for taking our calls and for your time and insights as well. Gershwell Brooks, Communications Coordinator for the South African Human Rights Commission, on the line to us unpacking the approved Prevention and Combating of Hate Crime and Hate Speech Bill, which is now under review in Parliament.